Advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from New York City, the borough of Queens, on the 11th day of January 2022. And before I talk more about today's show, I do like to remind you, I write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Goal Energy and Tech Stocks. And you can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com. We like to also encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com. And we're going to hear from Chen in just a minute, and you might get an idea of what his thoughts are as we get underway in this new year. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also encourage you to send along your comments, questions, whatever's on your mind, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors. This week's sponsors, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, Firefox Gold, and Timberline Resources. I've titled today's show, Has Capitalism Failed? Doug Casey, Chen Lin, and Dr. Quentin Henning return as guests this week. Not only rhetoric, but policies of the Biden administration look more akin to those of fascist or communist dictatorships than a free market capitalist system. While America never had a perfectly free market capitalist system, thanks to both Republican and Democrat parties, it is now hard to discern economic policies much different from fascist or communist government policies, as our choice to engage in commerce is increasingly replaced by big government dictates. Yet Americans seem not to care much about civil liberties or those kind of freedoms, as evidenced by the demolition of our First Amendment rights through big tech censorship aimed at giving in to Democratic Party dictatorial power demands. As the middle class dwindles and the top 1% own nearly all of American wealth, the middle class is rapidly moving towards abject poverty, as stimulus checks from Uncle Joe are quickly losing value thanks to massive inflation caused by endless quantitative easing programs. Yet Americans who vote on either side of the aisle tend to make their decisions not on the basis of classical logic, but rather more on emotions than anything else. Doug will help us ferret out what has led to a decline in America's living standards and in the quest for liberty on the part of people. It is the capitalist system that has failed, is it? Or is it the fault of the politicians that simply pulled the stable construct of capitalism out from under its foundation? Well, these are ideas and questions that we'll have for Doug in the second half of today's show. Quentin will update us on the progress Lion One Metals is making on its Tuva 2 project. It's an alkaline gold project that looks very, very large and very promising. That's in Fiji, and Quentin will be with us right after our first commercial break to update us on that. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Chen Lin is here and to help us get his views. He's here to share his views, I should say, on how he views the world as we start this new year. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you with us, and maybe just in general, your views on the markets as we move into this year.
Yeah, just as I did in a Kitco interview, the Fed is raising interest rate, the second shoe to drop. Historically, that's usually a good buying opportunity, and there's also divergency because the United States is raising interest rate and China is cutting interest rate. That happened twice in the past decade, and every time goes to the bottom. move up. One is 2014 to 16, one is 2018. So you look at all the history, seems to me that gold may weaken into the fire raising, maybe, you know, March, April, you know, also seasonal after Chinese New Year, gold tend to sell off.
Mm-hmm.
And that would create a good buying opportunity sometime this year. I'm not sure 100% sure when, but I think it's coming sometime this year.
Mm-hmm. So you see a short-term buying opportunity now for gold, but you're worried that as the rates continue to rise, there could be some weakness, I guess.
Oh, actually, no. I think a short-term weakness, I mean, a couple of months weakness, and then we will likely enter a long bull market of gold. As soon as the market figure out the Fed cannot raise interest rate for too long, when people see the light at the end of the tunnel when Fed raising interest rates, gold will jump. It will be a bottom. So I see that a good opportunity for gold this year.
Well, certainly the Fed is trying to keep people convinced or believing that they have things under control. And today, though, you know, we saw a couple of pretty weak days, and especially in the tech sector. And now today, it seems as though, I think starting yesterday, actually, the interest rates of the 10-year Treasury went a little bit lower, and it's continuing lower today. I see the dollar is lower today. You know, we just never know, do we, where the Fed, how far they'll take it, how far they'll let interest rates go, because they know as well as anybody that if they push interest rates too high, too fast, the whole thing could collapse, the whole financial system.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I think they, just as I said yesterday morning, I came out, I said, buying gold yesterday, right, when the gold was below 1800, I said, you know, the Fed will speak, power will speak. This week, he will baby state, right? He was tough last week. He probably will be a little bit softer this week. That's exactly what we got today. So actually, yeah, we chatted before the show, I'm taking a little bit off, right? So tomorrow is CPI. Who knows where it is? It could be strong. And, you know, if it's the gold continue to go up, I may take a little bit more off. Because right now, it seems to be range bound. It's almost perfect triangular. Around 1830 to 40, you know, 50 area, that's the top of the range. And then 1790 is the bottom of range. So we can just trade around waiting for the gold to move. I think the gold will break out. But it may break down first to take off over the weekend and then before take off. If you look at the gold chart, okay, in the 5-year chart is a perfect triangular, you know, and tightening triangular. So it's a technical, they will break out either direction.
Mm-hmm. Chen, I have to ask you about, before I ask you about biotechs, I wonder, do you have any views on energy, oil and gas?
Yeah, I think energy will likely be high for the time being. And, you know, there's all these geopolitics and Iran, all these things. And it's hard for supply to respond. So I expect higher energy price, especially this winter. So, but, you know, it's good trade for energy, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I know that you had been involved in the various energy picks in the past. Are there any this year that you're looking at? I know.
Oh, I'm not very particular. I'm kind of like, you know, just... cheap one, right? People don't care. Canacol has been good. Pan Orange, I think this year will be a good year. I mean, I'm all discussing my outlook. And, you know, Tech Cominco, you know, that actually looks very good. Tech resource, I mean, it looks very good. The breakout 5-year chart, they also have a lot of energy inside. And in addition, they have zinc and copper. So there's a lot of plays you can do in energy, but I'm more focused on gold. I think this year could be the opportunity to get, you know.
Okay, but you're
for the breakout.
Yeah, well, you're focused on gold, the precious metals. But what about biotechs? Because that's where you've really excelled in the recent years anyway. You've done extremely well. And I know you have some favorite biotechs that I myself am following and I'm following in my newsletter. Maybe you could just share a couple of those ideas with our listeners.
Yeah, I had you know, interview early this year, basically I have 6 picks. I have 3 in biotech, 3 in gold, right? Gold, precious metal. Precious metal are the Firefox and Sierra de Pasco and Sierra metal, but the Firefox, Sierra de Pasco are probably the two most exciting ones. Biotech, I have Tricida and Snapgenics and Amaris. Right, Tricida has been really well, did very well. Yes, last year was one of the most difficult years, but we did very well. The stock actually went up from $3 and change now to $9 change, breaking about the break to $10. But it's still very, very undervalued because, as you see, they have a new presentation. Their trial results coming out in the middle of this year, Q3. They will stop in Q2 and then Q3 data come out, and the chance of success is 99%. So it's like it cannot be better than that. And that's why Steve Cohen was buying last year. I mean, actually, throughout last year, I was, you know, competing. Me and my subscriber were competing with Steve Cohen at about $3, $4 range, and now it's $9. But still, it's a lot of runway because once they got approval, this is a triple-digit stock, so you can imagine, you know. When I put my newsletter, I said this could be a 100-bagger, so we'll see. So that's when doing well, but it's a long way to go, okay? And then we have Snapgenics, and finally start moving today. They have a poster coming out in Alzheimer's Journal, just talking with the company on their, you know, the article and how much impact to the market. But stock has been moving now. And they also have a lot of catalysts coming. Their Alzheimer's is different than Biogen and all the other. They can reverse Alzheimer's. Okay, so basically, instead of slowing down Alzheimer's, like most other Alzheimer's drug is doing, they can reverse Alzheimer's. They can repair the cell. So that's their uniqueness. And then their trial is sponsored by NIH, and not many companies have NIH sponsor. So their trial sponsored by NIH, data readout by the end of this year. So that will be could be a history human, you know, important milestone for human history if they are successful. And this is a very, very, you know, it will be very exciting. And they're still trading not far from the last placement, so it's very, very cheap at single digit. And another one is Amaris. Amaris having a run today. They're going to have a presentation at J.P. Morgan tomorrow about 12:15 Eastern time. So the stock has a huge pressure, right? It went down from $20 to $4. I think the management probably have a lot of pressure to speak out. If they have any good news, they should come out tomorrow. So I've been buying call options, as I said, to my subscribers. I think this one is good. Again, I bought last year at $3, and I sold most of mine in double digit. Now it dropped to single digit. I bought too early, but I still, you know, it's still very good trade. I'm loading up single digit again. I hope they will go back to double digit.
Well, it's certainly a very interesting platform. New technology, really new chemical approach to chemistry, and it's really. If it really works, Chen, it could be huge, I guess. That's the idea,
if it
right?
works, it just takes a long time
to develop.
Yeah, market it takes a long time. You think about you have a new molecule, you replace squalene, for example, from shark liver. I mean, so they try to save shark. They have people have to get used to the molecule and then get used to it, notice their brand, and start using it, right? So it takes some time, and then their market has been impatient, and recent tax sell-off has hit this really, really hard. Plus, they missed Q3 guidance. So they did a big raise, a $650 million raise.
Yeah,
so
all
these reasons together, the stock dropped from $20 to $4. Just amazing. One of the most spectacular job I've seen.
Yeah. But I mean, the point is that its applications are across many different sectors, many different parts of the economy. It's not just the squalene. It's not just squalene for the replacement of the shark. You know, of avoiding.
Exactly.
They can
exactly.
synthetically they create these molecules that are just as they are in nature and can use them. And so that's, I think, the appeal that they can do that. And they have their own.
They are the first one to create a CBG, you know, it's a better version of CBD. CBG, they already have that, They already have that in the makeup, in their products already. They just need to market it and then, you know, and to generate cash flow. This year could be a big year for these products.
And they have some manufacturing facilities now that they are also, so they're sort of pretty much vertically integrated, I believe, Chen, aren't they? You know,
integrated. They have two plants open this year, mm-hmm, so that will reduce their cost by, you know, 100 basis points. I mean, all these things will start to snowballing, right? Start to add on. But market impatient, when they sell, people just sell. Yeah. What can you do? You have to take advantage of this.
Yeah, well, people like you who have their eyes on the ball are taking advantage of these weaknesses. So, thanks so much, Chen, for sharing your thoughts with us. Always appreciate it. And it's ChenPicks.com, folks, if you want to sign up for Chen's letter. He keeps his subscribers well up to date on the developments of these things. So it's a very valuable subscription, I believe. If you're a serious investor, you might want to consider going to ChenPicks.com and signing up for Chen's letter. Thanks so much, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it.
All right, folks, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Quentin Henning will be with us to talk about Lion One. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.